Welcome, athlete, parent, and families. This is the Limitless Performance Podcast, the number one youth sports psychology and sports performance podcast on Apple Music or Spotify. This is your host, Coach Jack. Especially for the sports and youth world, this is content not offered anywhere else on the internet. This podcast will be centered around Limitless Performance's sports psychology curriculum, along with other aspects of our athletic training, basketball training, and volleyball training. Email us if you ever want us to make an episode on something you are specifically struggling with or to ask questions. If you're an athlete in any sport or a parent of a youth athlete in any sport, this podcast will be perfect for you. You don't experience anything without the mind. So what's more important than learning how to train it? Let's dive into it. What's up, Limit Breakers? Today, we're talking about one of my favorite books all time, and we just made a previous episode about why reading's a superpower, and you should really learn to love how to read, and this was one of the first books that I read that kind of changed my outlook and direction of my life to start focusing on that sports mindfulness area of CTG and now Limitless Performance because of how powerful the tools are in carrying over in all areas of life and every aspect of daily life and how you experience it itself. This book is beautiful in grounding you in the present moment and why learning more about your relationship with time is so crucial, not only to your sports performance, but also your well-being levels. And like we've talked about before, the higher your state of well-being on a consistent basis, the better results you're going to get in whatever sport you're playing in. So learn in this episode from the You Are Here book how to maximize the grounding of the present moment and how it can truly transform your game and well-being. Let's dive into it, Limit Breakers. Today, I have one of my favorite books of all time and by one of my favorite teachers of all time, and that's You Are Here by Thich Nhat Hanh. And he's Vietnamese, but he's a spiritual teacher. But again, a lot of Eastern philosophy is part of our curriculum. It's not all of it, right? We like to take that integral approach. We're not trying to push away any perspective or push beliefs onto anybody. And Eastern philosophy is a big part of our curriculum, along with Western psychology and ancient philosophy. But this whole premise and this whole premise of why Eastern philosophy is a part of our curriculum is because a ton of their Eastern philosophy is based around psychology, based around the mind, based around illusions and how we trick ourselves, etc. And so he wrote this book, You Are Here, on the present moment and the power of the present moment and why it can be so magical. But if you've listened to previous episodes, Gatekeepers, you know that I make note cards on my favorite books after I go through and review the annotations that I've made. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go through some of my favorite note cards that I've gone through this book and kind of discuss the biggest topics of this book, why it's so beneficial for us, and why that illusion of time that we've talked about before is one of the biggest hindrances of our well-being. And so let's get started. I'm going to go through my favorite note cards that I think are going to be most applicable to the listeners here. Don't identify with senses. All this is saying, Gatekeepers, is that we do have limited senses, right? So we only have 5 senses. Other animals have a lot of different senses than us. For example, manta shrimp have 16 cones in their eyes. We have 3. And so they see billions of colors we don't see. So all it's saying is that don't fall into thinking that your senses are 100% correct, because none of us see reality exactly how it is. The dying are some of the happiest people alive because they accept death. And the reason this is so liberating is because they're getting rid of that fear, right? And so we've talked about before death wisdom, why that's actually crucial to our curriculum. If we walk around like we're immortal, we're not going to be very crucial or careful and decisive with our time. And of course, we're not going to focus and make meaning into the right things. And so we get lost in illusions like money, fame, power, things that probably are all actions are looking for happiness, remember. But those aren't itself more significant than well-being itself and our mental health, for example. So I thought that was a really good point. This is a really good one. No matter how old we are, we still think the best is coming. And I find this very true because it's almost like an ingrained habit in everyone's psyche is that we always think the best is yet to come. And what he's saying is that the best is always right now. The best is just simply covered by the illusions and thoughts we constantly tell ourselves is what he's trying to get at. And the only time you can ever experience the best is in this moment, right? You can't experience it in the future. You can't experience it in the past. And he's not saying that your present moment experience might be, you know, suffering or it might not be going very well. He's just saying that it's always available in each moment and it's not ever outside this moment. Concentration lessens your falling into concepts. So, right, so step one in our curriculum is that you listen to thoughts blindly. And that's why a solution to that is turning on mindfulness, right? Being aware. And concentration is the battery pack to our mindfulness, right? So if we can't concentrate for long periods, we're going to fall into these illusions of our thoughts at a constant rate. And so concentration allows us to be more mindful for longer periods, and mindfulness allows us not to get caught in those thoughts that causes so much emotion, right? So it's important to remember that thoughts cause emotions, right? When we get emotional, it's being caused by a thought. And so we can catch those thoughts before they cause the negative emotions, for example, like anger or jealousy, because we're probably not going to make rational decisions when we're emotional. This one is really, really good, actually. Concepts equal what creates illusions because we think concept is reality. We got to remember words are just labels on items themselves, right? And we think that these labels are actually what reality is. And we just have to remember, going back to what I said earlier in this podcast, the limited senses that we have, there's a lot of things in the world that we can't see, we can't perceive because of who we are. We're human, right? We're limited in that capacity. And so we can't get lost in the words or labels we put on people or the judgments of good and bad, because concepts can't be reality. So that's food for thought. That one's really, really good. Stopping equals happiness. So I want you to think and reflect for a little bit, gatekeepers. Why would stopping equal happiness? I think his interpretation, what he's trying to say, is that everyone's normally always running, right? We're always running towards the next thing, or we're always running away from something we dislike. Stopping is coming back to here. The title of the book is You Are Here. And happiness can only lie in the present moment, right? And so that's why stopping is happiness, because stopping us brings us back to where life can only exist, and that's right now. To go back on that concept one, reality equals free of all concepts, because remember, concepts can't be reality. So that's just something to get in mind, and that kind of goes in with the ignorance part of our curriculum, is that it's foolish to think that we're 100% completely right. Truth is like the North Star. We can get closer to it, but we never might not fully know it. We definitely don't fully know it right now. And so just remember, you know, it's very possible that we're wrong. It's very possible whatever I'm saying is wrong right now. So we have to be open to growing, because growth is essentially how fast we admit error. You can't step into the same river twice. So if you really think about it, you can never experience the same thing in your life more than once, because it's never going to be exactly the way it used to be. You're never going to be the exact same person, even if you're going through quote unquote the same experience. For example, playing basketball, every time you step onto that court, you're going to be a different human being, a different brain, a different way of seeing than you used to be. And so that's why everything is so precious. Every moment is so precious, because it's never the same, right? It's never this. I've made so many of these podcasts, but the person that's stepping into this chair to make this podcast is different every single time. So I can't step into the same river twice. And this is reiterating, essentially, be grateful for every single present moment, because they're never, ever the same. He's so beautiful in writing it this way, and why it's crucial to be grateful for this present moment we have right now. Without impermanence, nothing is possible. So, right, a lot of times we really want things to stay the same, right? We're happy. Everything in our life's going very well right now. But without impermanence, you know, none of that is possible, right? We need opposites, right? We need sadness to have happiness, because there's no such thing as a constant state. And so then there wouldn't be things like hope or growth, right? Because things could never change. What's so exciting and such a huge part of your happiness is that ability to grow. And guess what? That can't happen without impermanence. So it is actually a good thing that things can change, that things can go bad, because that's what makes that things going bad is what makes things have the possibility of going good in the first place. So don't run away from impermanence. Know that it's necessary for those positive experiences that you're having. Always reevaluate your perceptions. This one is absolutely crucial, because, again, how fast we grow is how fast we admit we're wrong. And there's a lot of things that I think are probably completely right that I have in my brain right now that are definitely not right. And so we have to be open and constantly questioning, you know, those base assumptions that we have. Maybe the present moment isn't the answer. As of right now, all the things I've read over 250 plus books, Present moment is the fastest way to become a happier human being. But I'm going to constantly keep asking myself, you know, is there another way? Is there a better process? There's no perfect how-to step process, but it's up to us to find those answers. If you're here, you're alive. If you're alive, you're happy. Because to be happy, you can only experience that in this moment. You can't experience happiness in the future. You can't experience happiness in the past. You can only experience happiness, you know, right now. And I think that's beautiful. Essentially, what he's saying is all that matters is deeply living in this moment, because that's all we ever have, right? Life is now. This is a really, really good one. Your hand is not just physical. It's mental at the same time. It's not objective. And so, like we talked about previously on this podcast, right, we have limited senses, so we can't actually see reality how it is because of the limited body that we inhabit. And what he's saying with our hand is not physical. Like when we see our hand, what we feel with our hand, right, that's only capable through our limited senses, and that has to do with the brain. So it's not exactly how it is, because it's our mental perception and projection of what a hand is, what a hand does, what a hand feels, what a hand looks like, right? That all has to go through the mental component. So just remember, you can't have anything physical without anything mental. And it just goes back to, you don't experience anything without the mind. So what could possibly be more important than learning how to train the mind, learning how to have healthy habits within the mind? You know, I really don't see another answer of what could be more important. Again, I'm extremely biased because I love to learn about the mind. But just keep that in mind. You don't experience anything without the mind. So what's more important than training it? You have to train for your life. Okay. Nothing is a given, right? All these successful people that you see, you think that they might have gotten lucky or skipped steps. Yes, they got into certain situations that might have given them a better probability of success. But nobody that is excellent in anything cheated the work. It's just that simple, right? All the things I talk about right now, it's because of my work ethic towards reading. It's because I love to read. It's because I like to learn from people that are way smarter than me. That makes me seem like I'm more wise than I actually am. And so that was not something that I was naturally gifted with. I've never been super intellectual or super smart. It's something I had to work for. And it just goes back to this quote, you know, you have to train for life. You have to train and work for whatever you're trying to improve. And that includes a better version of you. Concentration ability equals how much of your being you can give to an experience. And so all this means is that an experience can only be lived as much as you can concentrate on that experience. And because of the phones, because of the TV, because of all these ways we can escape boredom, you know, our concentration is very scattered. We have terrible attention compared to how it used to be. And that's hindering our happiness because we can't fully live experiences. So just remember how well your attention is and how well you can give yourself to the task at hand is an indicator of how much you can actually enjoy that experience. Joy is born of concentration. And again, all that goes back to is that the scale of concentration, so the more concentration we have, the more we can give to the experience that's at hand. So if we don't have good concentration, right, we're not going to be able to give ourselves to that experience fully. And so we're not going to be able to experience joy as much as we could in a certain situation or experience because we can't concentrate on that moment. Freedom is cultivated by the practice of letting go. I know some of the listeners right now are always like, people are always talking about letting go. You know, how do you actually do that? Well, you start with the present moment, right? Just understanding that the only thing that's real and the only thing that you can ever experience and the only way life can happen is through the present, right? And so you can let go and drop those bags of whatever thoughts you're having of anything outside this moment. And so my best advice to start your process of letting go is, of course, to start focusing on the present moment, because you can let go of whatever is outside of that because the present is the only thing that's real. Anything gives happiness when you are truly there, because that is the happiness itself. Again, we can only experience through the present moment. And so what he's saying is the concentration on that moment, the moment of right now, is what gives people happiness. And so I think that's really, really cool. So it essentially saying it is possible for you to be happy with whatever's going on in your life because you're concentrated on this moment. Let go of your ideas of happiness. This one is awesome because conditions and happiness is what makes a lot of people suffer, right? I have to get this to be happy. I have to have this partner to be happy. I have to have this car to be happy. You know, just simple things like that. You're putting conditions on your happiness, right? And so the ideas that you have of what happiness looks like is then, of course, going to create, you know, this is when I'm not happy. This is when I am happy. And essentially what Thich Nhat Hanh is trying to push on us is that happiness is always available. It's right here in this moment. And so putting conditions on that happiness is not a very wise decision. Meditation is not about turning you into a battlefield, okay? And so what he's talking about here is a lot of people think that, you know, meditation's not for them because they can't stop thinking. You're not supposed to stop the thinking in meditation, right? It's about noticing that you're thinking. That's the act of building that mindfulness. And so that's why a lot of people stop meditating because they think that they're thinking and that they're failing. You know, it's not about the suppression of thought. It's not about turning your mind into a battlefield. It's about learning how to just be in this present moment with whatever's going on. Compassion is born from the understanding of the situation. So remember, compassion is basically our ability to want to help another person that's suffering. We never know what a person's going through. We never know what it's like to live another person's life. That's why we can be compassionate towards any human being, even very evil people that have done really bad things. We have no idea what their brain is made of, how they think, the experiences that they've lived. And so the reason that people lack compassion sometimes is because they lack that understanding of knowing that people can live completely different lives than we live. The past is here. The future is here, right? The only time you can experience the past is by thinking about it, right? The past is a present moment thought. The future is a present moment thought. So both of those are here. So for example, if we've had a loved one die, right? They're here, right? They're still changing the experiences in the present moment. And so just remember that the past and future are here, right? If you want to work towards something in the future, that only starts by what you do right now. So you can't have the past and future without now, but it doesn't go vice versa, right? You can't have the past without the now. You can't have the future without the now. It all starts right here. Start building the boat to transform your suffering instead of letting the rocks sink. And so this reiterates the other note card I just talked about. You have to train for your life, right? You have to start building that boat to learn how to respond to the negative situations that happen in your life. Always remember, breath is a bridge to the body and mind to touch life deeply. So we can always use that breath as almost a portal into the present moment because it just takes one breath of knowing you're breathing to set you back into this moment where everything exists. The more daily practice, the more mindfulness energy. I've talked about on this podcast and on our author page before, the life is the curriculum. Just starting to build more awareness, simply just be aware in everyday life. You don't have to sit down and do your mental training activity. And that's the only way you can grow your mental ability to respond to things wholesomely, right? You can make your life a curriculum, make your life a practice to train yourself and to go back on the note card we just talked about, building that boat so you can carry across your suffering across the river instead of letting that suffering bring you down. You have to train for it. So make life the curriculum. Bad things aren't happening in your life. Bad things are good things because they're growing you. That's really how I look at them. And that's what I mean when I say life is the curriculum. Are you so busy you can't be here for this person? You know, that's just a great, you know, check down to earth person. A lot of times when we're interacting with people, we're so busy trying to do whatever we need to do or whatever our ego is consuming us with. You know, what's more important than the person you're in front of right now? That's the only thing that exists. Like we've said, the present moment. The most important person in your life is whoever is in front of you. Take the time to be present with them. You can touch peace whenever you want. Just be here. From what I've said earlier, I don't think I need to elaborate on that note card. Some people wait until they lose to appreciate. And so what he's saying is this book is trying to help people stop that from happening. You don't need tragedy to finally change your life. You just need this moment, right? Because this moment is all that exists and you can let go of whatever is not now. So essentially, there's an infinite number of best versions of you because you can always start over and you can always do it right now. You are a gardener. Transform garbage. And so all that means is when bad things happen in our life, it's up to us, you know, how we garden that soil, how we garden that mud, and if we're going to transform that garbage into something that's good for us. And so essentially, like I've talked about, you know, there's no loss in life, right? Because we always have win-win situations. A positive happens, that's great, that's a win. If something bad, negative happens, we have to transform that garbage, and then it becomes a win because it's growing us. Read as if you're listening to great masters talk. This is awesome because a lot of times when we read books, we forget who is writing this, who's behind the words that are on the page. And so a lot of times when we go to maybe master classes or speeches with other people and we're listening to them, you know, we're really drawn by them because we can feel their energy and we realize, you know, this person is a master at what they're talking about. Don't forget that as you're reading the book. There's so much information, crucial information in the book that can truly help you skip steps. And we just can't forget who's behind the words on the page. Lastly, we can always start over. And to reiterate, I just said it, you know, we have an infinite amount of possibilities to start over because we just have to come back to this present moment. And then you let go of everything that's not now and you be the best version of yourself right now. That is all that matters, folks. Awesome. So I just went through this huge stack of note cards all on the annotations of the book, You Are Here. And those were the most important ones that I think the listeners can apply today. If you like this setup of me going through my note cards and annotations of books, let me know. If you'd rather have me just summarize the book, let me know that too. But I pulled out the best verses, the best phrases, and the best interpretations I had from the book through these note cards. So again, if you didn't like this podcast setup, let me know. If you want more of them, let me know. I really need your feedback to help guide me in a direction that's going to give you the information you need in the fastest way possible. Thanks so much for listening, Gatekeepers. I'm Coach Jack. We're out, baby. Peace. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Limitless Performance Podcast. If you haven't yet, please leave a review, whether it's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever listening platform you're on. Compassion for others is a huge part of our curriculum. You can help so many more people by leaving us a review. Please contact Coach Jack at limitlessperformancewi.com to keep us updated on how your meditations are going, how this podcast has affected you, and what other topics on the mental side of the game that you or your child is struggling with, and we can make an episode about that. I really want to become friends with all the listeners so I can help families and students more deeply. So please get a hold of me. Check out Limitless Performance to get your own personal sessions today if you want a deeper dive into increasing your well-being that is personalized to what you struggle with most. Thank you so much, listeners. We'll see you at the next episode. Peace.